AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is being treated after suffering serious injuries during a home invasion. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
People familiar with the matter say an attacker with a hammer broke into the Pelosi home in an upscale San Francisco neighborhood and beat 82-year-old Paul Pelosi. Two people with knowledge of the incident say he suffered blunt force trauma to his head and body. Nancy Pelosi's office says he's expected to make a full recovery. She was not home at the time. Capitol Police say the speaker was with her bodyguards here in Washington. The attack's motive is unclear, though sources say the Pelosi home was specifically targeted. The White House says President Biden called Nancy Pelosi to express support after a horrible attack. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma say the deaths of eight people, including six children, found in a burning home, are being investigated as a murder-suicide. Both adults are considered suspects. A measure of inflation that is closely monitored by the Federal Reserve remained painfully high last month. Consumer prices rose 6.2%, the same year-over-year rate as in August. The persistence of high inflation, near the worst in four decades, has intensified pressure on the Fed to keep aggressively raising its key short-term interest rates. Supermodel Gisele Bündchen and Super Bowl-winning quarterback Tom Brady have announced they are getting a divorce. They were married for 13 years. Brady had announced he was retiring from football after last season, but later changed his mind. He and Bündchen announced on Instagram they had amicably reached a decision to divorce. They have two children. The U.S. is imposing financial penalties on an Iranian-backed organization that raised money to target British-American author Salman Rushdie, who was violently attacked in August at a literary event in upstate New York. This is AP News. School officials in Boston are stunned. A 7-year-old brought a loaded gun to school.
Police got a call Thursday afternoon about a student with a firearm at Up Academy Holland in Boston's Dorchester neighborhood. When officers got there, they confiscated the gun, say police. Fortunately, no injuries reported. How did a 7-year-old get a loaded gun? The investigation's underway, but Mayor Michelle Wu is promising that whoever allowed the child to get that weapon will be held accountable. School Superintendent Mary Skipper says she is speechless. This, she said, is truly devastating. I'm Rita Foley.
A bird expert says a young bar-tailed godwit appears to have set a nonstop distance record for migratory birds by flying at least 8,400 miles from Alaska to the Australian state of Tasmania. The bird was tagged as a hatchling in Alaska during the Northern Hemisphere summer with a tracking GPS chip. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.